Board is now in session, and we are ready for another episode of Commander's Justice. Let's talk about last week real quick, guys. Let's just jump into it. Last week was another successful venture by the Commanders. They kind of destroyed the Panthers, which, you know, I don't know. I think most people thought they were going to beat them, but not like that. Unfortunately, quarterback got hurt, which was a setback, but it didn't miss a beat, you know, which is kind of good. Your number two stepped up and did just as well as what you probably would have expected. So I think that was kind of the big things. I don't know if you guys want to say anything about that. I'll let you, I'll back up and let you say anything.
Well, I thought it was a good game for the Washington Commanders because they were supposed to beat the Carolina Panthers, right? But they did it convincingly. And the quarterback, before he got injured, he made some plays with his legs, and he commanded the offense, you know. And the defense, hey, they scored the first score of the game, you know. So the defense came around, and they showed that they can make plays too, starting to make plays at the right time, I mean, at the beginning of the game. So that was great. That was refreshing to see. And also the backup quarterback, Mariota. He was a second pick in the draft when he was drafted back in the day. So he has some leadership role skills. He has some. He can throw on the run, and he can command the offense. But I like the way he talked about his starting quarterback. The rest of them did. You know, they talked about Daniels being their guy. So they're building something there. And I saw the way they're working together and being there for each other. You know, that's a beautiful thing. And I like what DQ said today at the end of his press conference. Let's go kick some ass. So let's go. They got to go against Chicago this week, who's really along too.
Judge Mourning, you have anything you want to say about the game last week?
I mean, certainly everything that John said, but I guess, you know, the Panthers are really struggling to show anything on the field, but the Commanders, you know, played a great game, and they, you know, they showed up and they did what they wanted to do. And it was a great day honoring, you know, Darryl Green and the legends. So good for them. It was a great game for the Commanders all around.
Very, very cool. And then, Alex, you didn't have to do anything, so it's even a bigger bonus for you on that side. So
it's perfect. You know, they finally came through. Now, do I get gift cards since, you know, they won, or are we just giving that to the other fans here? And what are we? What are we doing?
Perhaps you asked too much.
You know what? I think your sponsorship should. Our sponsor should send him one.
Yeah, we'll have the sponsor send you one.
That's a good idea. That's actually a really good idea.
Well, okay, this week coming up, we'll just move right ahead. This week coming up, we play the Chicago Bears. And so we have, as usual, we have Alex here to defend the Commanders. And then we have Misty, am I correct?
That's right, baby. Yes,
M-I-S-T-Y. And Misty, who is going to defend the Chicago Bears. But Misty, you have a great story, great history. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I have been married to Steve McMichael for 23 years, been together 26 years. I have his only child, Macy, who's 16. But other than that, when I met him, he was the heavyweight champion of the world wrestler, but he was also the 85 Bear champion. And now he's one of the 182 living members of the Hall of Fame.
That's incredible. Huge. Well, thank you for being on the show. And
he's also University of Texas Longhorn.
That's right. He also is in the Hall of Fame for the University of Texas and the UT Hall of Honor. Yes.
Well, so you got a little bias because John and I both are from Texas. So you can't sway the court that way. But
I'm from Texas too, you guys. So here we go. I have a 16-acre ranch in Tivoli, Texas, which is 45 miles south of Corpus Christi.
All right. Okay. I'm from Austin.
Yeah, Austin is where I met Steve.
Nice. Very, very nice place.
I was born in Houston, and I lived in Houston, so we know that whole area.
Very cool. Well, let's get this show on the road. As you know, we're going to ask you a couple of questions, and you guys will defend your team as to why you think they're going to win, and hopefully convince us that we're going to pick your side. I will say that there is some bias in this courtroom, but I will not say by who. So let me
That's the
begin.
Chief Justice, I guess.
Let me begin. All right, Chicago, they're coming off a bye, correct, Misty?
Yes, they are. Yes, they
Okay.
are.
And as you know, you've been married to a football player and understanding the game. Coming off of a bye, some players do extremely well, some players don't. Do you think that this is a chance for your team to heal from the injuries, recover, and go on to greatness? Or sometimes when you have a bye, you also get slack and you need a game to pick back up that steam again because they were on a roll and all of a sudden it stopped. So let me hear your idea on that.
I'll tell you what Steve used to always tell me. You have to practice. You have to keep going, because you have to go hard in live and practice. Because if you just go hard in live every practice, then your games are easy. So there should be no laying around. They should get to work.
Well, with that said and done, there's a new age of football, and the way they practice is not as hard as, you know, back in the day when we played.
Right.
Do you
Yeah,
think
that's why
that
it's not fun to watch anymore. But
that?
yeah, my
Ooh.
favorite thing is sacking the quarterback, you know.
My type of lady. I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's starting to be a little bit more fun, you know, the more that we're winning and stuff. And I know the McCaskies have put a lot of money into Caleb, and we have high hopes for him. And I think he's gonna get back out there and show us. I know these are some tougher teams coming up since the beginning of the season, but I think that we are gonna win.
Well, I mean, you kind of jumped the gun there a little bit, but I appreciate you doing that. Alex, you know, with the Commanders, we had, you know, Jaden got hurt, and you know, obviously number two stepped up, did a phenomenal job, but it was against a team that, like John said, we were expected to beat. We did it convincingly, but they weren't a good team. Do you think one, he'll be ready to play in this game? Because, you know, all reports, I think he didn't practice today
Did
and
not
about
practice today.
did not practice today. So do you think he will be ready? And if he is ready, do you think they need to play him this game?
Well, look, I don't I th I certainly think with this organization, with our history with some quarterbacks here in the last 10 or 15 years, I don't want him to play unless he's 100%, you know, healthy and ready to go. We don't want to rush him back. He's hopefully going to have a long career here. So if he's not ready, honestly, I would be surprised if he plays at this point. He didn't practice today, as we mentioned, but I don't want him to play if he's not ready. I think, you know, the offense will not change much in terms of what's called if Mariota is the quarterback. It's again such a simple thing that I think a lot of teams miss. They have a quarterback, their backup quarterback, who can run the exact same plays in the playbook. You know, a lot of times you'll have a backup quarterback who's a scrambler when they, you know, or a runner when the starting quarterback is not, or vice versa. Washington made a smart decision to get a guy who can run the playbook if Jaden Daniels is not in the game. And so you saw that last week. They didn't really miss a beat. I don't want him to start, you know, Mariota to start for the next 4 or 5 weeks, but I don't think we have to rush Daniels back. I think Mariota would give us a chance to win.
Let me throw this question, a little side question, to Judge John. What's the difference between injury and playing with pain? You know, because you know, oftentimes
Question.
players have to, you know, back at least back in the day, you push through pain, and it's a fine line between what's pain and injury. Could you describe that for the fans and the people that are watching
You
this
know, for
podcast?
every time we step on the field, I don't care if beginning of the season or beginning of the training camp, that even in OTAs, there's some pain going on, you know, and something's torn, stressed out. That's an injury. So you can play through pain. Now, this particular injury, there's a lot of pain there because he has to use that rib to throw that football. So his velocity and accuracy got to be right. So you can take it easy on this one, especially for a quarterback, because your ribs and everything is involved. For us linebackers and safeties and linemen, you know, we enjoy pain. We can almost play through injuries. Some guys are play through broken tibias and broken off
ACL.
arms, ACLs, and torn that. So that's that badge of honor. But pain, injuries, some injuries you can play through, but pain you can play through.
Misty,
Let me
and I like.
talk about that. Steve played 13 seasons, and had injuries and pain and never stopped. He would play the most consecutive games plays of any other Bear player. He played through them all. So
He's a tough Texan.
he is a tough Texan,
That's
and
right.
I back off because I stopped in some of those injuries, but I hear you. Let
Never
me.
put injuries in the books either because he played through them anyway, but he would use the other team's injury books to see where to hit somebody. So he wasn't going to do that.
Well, so I'm glad you said that because that was the
Smart.
question I was going to throw out there and ask you real quick. Being that you enjoy sacking a quarterback, and that was kind of my thing when I played. Do you think if Jalen's out there, that you guys I think average 3 sacks a game somewhere around there?
Yeah, that's
Do you think that you guys will target? Do you think you have an advantage if he's out there and he's hurt? Do you think that they will
oh
be
yeah,
targeted
for
trying
sure.
to get him?
For sure, for sure. They're smart like the 85 Bears used to be, for sure. Yes, you want to go for, whether they're going to feel it so you can take them out of the game. I mean, that's just how they used to play.
Remind me
That's
not
not
to get
good
on your
for
bad
football.
side.
That's
You
all
you. I like your attitude. You got that you got that linebacker, the sack person type of attitude. Well, real quick, let's see, Alex, with they just got rid of Jamie and Davis.
Yep.
Is it gonna hurt is there a hurt? I mean, is it a
No,
big deal?
unfortunately, no, because our last five first round picks are no longer on the roster. It's almost hard to believe. I mean, going back to Dwayne Haskins, rest in peace. He's no longer on the team. In 2020 was Chase Young. He's no longer with the team. Dotson's gone. Jamin Davis is gone. So the only guy we've got is last year's first round pick in Malcolm Forbes, and he may or may not be, trade bait coming up. I've heard, speculation that they're shopping him as well. So, but miss Jamin Davis not being here, unfortunately, it's unfortunate to say, but it's not, they're not going to miss a beat because he's hardly played. He has
Okay.
hardly played and got on the field this year. So.
Here's a question for both of you guys, and I'll turn it over to Judge Marnie. If you had to pick, I mean, I'm looking at it, I'm trying to look at the stats and everything, and both teams seem to be kind of equal in some areas. I think Chicago's defense may be a little bit better than our defense, but our defense is starting to play better. What do you think is the weakness of the opponent's team? So, Misty, what do you think is the weakness of the Commanders? And then, Alex, what do you think is the weakness of the Bears?
I wouldn't tell anything about a Bears weakness at all, even if I thought there was one. But I, the game on Monday, I was busy fundraising, so I really haven't been keeping up with your Commanders. I don't know what your weaknesses are, but I'm sure quarterback's one of them.
You know what? You are a very interesting guest. I'm liking this. All right, Alex, vice versa.
So the one thing I'll say, Chicago's 4-2, Washington's 5-2. They've both gotten off to great starts. Chicago's four wins, though, are three of them are against the three worst teams in the league. So I think Washington's going to be able to run the ball against Chicago. I mean, their four wins are against the Titans, the Jags, the Rams, and the Panthers. Again, both our defenses, I think, are a little bit softer this year than they would want to be. I think we'll be able to run the ball. I think that's going to be by design a lot, if especially if Jaden Daniels is not going. But look, I think the key for Washington is Chicago has been turning teams over the last 3 weeks. I think they're plus six in the turnover margin and this winning streak that they're on. Washington's going to have to protect the ball. If that's Mariota or if it's Daniels, they've got to hang on to the ball this week to have a chance.
Well, I will say if we had somebody that could read body language and faces, you would be in trouble because I see Misty looking like I will
Look,
just
Miss McMichael is scaring me, so I don't want to upset her. So I'm trying to stay on her good side, okay?
dude, we got the police officers and they're gonna keep you guys separate, so just be careful how
I
you
need
see it.
some protection. I don't want to mess with Miss McMichael. I'm afraid.
Well, hey, let me long pass it to Judge Marnie. There you go. There we go.
Got it.
Nice.
Thank you, Judge Ken.
Got
And
him.
all right, so Misty, I love your story, and I love all the things that you do to support your husband. And when I got to see your love affair in full, in full display at the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the summer, it really was magnificent. And
It's beautiful. And so I'm so glad that you decided that you were going to take a flyer and jump on this show with me and Ken and John and Alex. All right. So a couple things. I want to hear about your commitment to ALS and what you're doing to raise awareness for ALS, and also convince people why they should be Bears fans. If they're not a Bears fan, then
Oh my God, I'll tell you what. Well, because the greatest team that ever played the game is the 85 Bears. And if you do your history, you'll look at each player was a star, and even the coaches were stars. I mean, it was just the most incredible time football's ever seen, and they won't ever see that good a time again. So that's why the Bears are one of the original starters of the league with the Packers, you know? So Papa Bear started this whole thing, and boy, he got it right in 85. And I'm so blessed and lucky to be a part of the 85 Bears and be a part of this brotherly love team they also have for each other, you know, with Jim McMahon and Jim Osborne and Bruce Herron and Jay Hilgenberg and Tommy Thayer and, you know, Dan Hampton and Otis Wilson and Gary Fenzik, just all of them, or Matt Sui. They're also just such a big family. And I really love and appreciate that about them, besides the fact that they are the most awesome football players ever. So go Bears. And then the ALS thing. The reason I want to bring awareness to ALS is because, you know, I'm lucky and blessed to have had the NFL and the Bears to help me through this financially and emotionally and every other way. But a lot of people, other people aren't going to have that advantage that I've had. So that's why I want to raise awareness for ALS and do fundraising for ALS for people that are, you know, less lucky than I am. A lot of people aren't able to continue living because they can't afford to be on a ventilator, or they can't afford a feeding tube or whatever. And if the person that is inflicted with this horrendous disease is the worst ever, mind you, besides children, pediatric cancer, it's just really expensive and hard to get through. So I want to help others. That's
That is beautiful. And you're doing it, and you're walking the walk, and it's so great to see. And it's certainly very appreciated by so many who don't have a voice and who aren't literally don't have a voice and aren't able to do that. So yes, Judge Ken.
Yeah, I just want to say something real quick. Oftentimes, people don't realize the wives are as tough, if not tougher, than the players. They usually have to go through a lot more because they get to see the other side of the players that most people don't see. And so, I just wanted to point out that you kind of was epitomize how tough wives are, because you could have easily laid down and just, you know, gave up or walked away. And so, I, you know. Hats off to you, and then I'll
Well,
stop talking.
that's not the easy way for me. It is hard to go through this, but I wouldn't have it any other way. He's just the most awesome man I've ever known. And he took care of me for many years, and I have no problem taking care of him. It's an honor and a, privilege to take care of him.
That's
Yeah. And the Les Turner ALS Association, I'll get them out there. They've been real helpful too. And they help anybody with ALS. So if you want to start somewhere with help, the Les Turner Foundation is amazing.
Great.
Misty, did you always like football? Before meeting Steve, were you always a fan of football?
You know, that's a good question, because not really. But I lived in Texas, so we were like kind of forced to like the Cowboys. But as soon as I had gone to a Cowboys game one time, and somebody had asked me if I wanted to be a Cowboys cheerleader. And I said, and this was in the cold, like a November, you know, 4 hour game. And I go, really? Well, how much do y'all pay? They're like $100 a game. I was like, $100 for 4 hours in the snow? No, thank you. So up with football. But when I got with Steve, I started, you know, really wanting to learn about it. And then I hated the Cowboys because he didn't get drafted. You know, he's from UT and we're from Texas, and the Cowboys didn't draft him at all. So he went to New England. They drafted him. So of course now we hate the Cowboys. But because of Steve and his fucking love for football, and now I love it. You know, but mostly just the 85 team and those games and those times, those good games, you know, the old school football. But yeah, I'll watch it every now and again. I'm probably gonna watch the Bears game this next game. Yeah, I'm gonna have to because you guys want me to keep up with it. So yeah, I'm gonna start watching it again.
That is right. Now, what about your daughter? Is she a fan of football?
She does not watch football, but she does play video games.
The teenagers, that's what they, yeah, that's what they do. All right. So when you would go to a Bears game, what was something that was really memorable about experiencing Soldier Field that you can share with our audience about going and being part of that?
Okay, well, I was 15 years old in 85, so I wasn't going to any of his games back then. When I met him, I was going to his wrestling matches though.
Okay.
But I saw his games on film and they were amazing. And nowadays I like to go to the games. It's fun. I was just there. I want to go to Devon. Devon's Hall of Fame is the 17th of November. I want to go to that one. But I went to the home opener. I go to the opener every year and it's fun to watch football. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, wait, Ken, did you have another question?
I didn't, but I think just in fairness to everybody, to kind of go over the stats of Steve, just as a Super Bowl champ, second team, two-time first team All Pro, three-time second team All Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, 1980 All Decade Team, top 100 greatest Bears players of all time, Chicago Bears all time team, unanimous All American, and then it goes on from there. But that on top of being in a top wrestler, those are some of the stats, and that's.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
heavyweight
sorry.
in the world. Let me get you the picture of the belt. Beautiful. It's
Yeah.
right hallway.
So those are some of the stats that
I
I
get it.
think are really important to justify.
The incredible athlete that Steve is. I mean,
Yeah.
this is not I mean, football players are unique and incredible athletes. And then when you add in the wrestling edition, post football is pretty extraordinary. How
It's
one,
amazing.
yeah.
He also had a pro baseball contract. He could have went pro baseball as a catcher, but he chose football. And he's also very good at golf. He has many, many golf trophies.
Really?
So actually,
Yeah.
this man was or he did. Yeah.
That is incredible. All right, so Judge Alex, how do you think that the Commanders would be able to handle playing against the 85 Bears?
Well, that's I guess an unfair question, Judge. I think we would probably score 3 points, and
From a kick,
yeah, a rookie quarterback against the 85 Bears, yeah, maybe 3 points. That I don't think it would be a close one.
So what about the 91
Now
Washington?
that's a different story. Now the 91 Redskins and the 85 Bears are usually the top two teams, and people talk about the greatest teams of all time. Those two teams are very often mentioned there. That might be the greatest matchup of all time. The 91 Redskins and the 85 Bears. If we could have that have gotten played, that would have been something special to see.
The gamblers would have loved that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you really wonder about that because, the 91 Redskins, just a juggernaut of an offense. They had a great defense as well. But obviously, the 85 Bears being the greatest defense of all time, the offense didn't have to be that great because the defense was so good. So it really, I mean, that's a coin flip. To me, that's a coin flip. You got the best defense of all time and one of the great offensive teams of all time. And, let the chips fall where they may, I guess.
I guess depending on where it's played, huh? Washington or Chicago.
Yeah, if it will, that's a huge difference. I mean, if it's Chicago in the winter, that's going to be an advantage, of course, of the Bears. If it's, Washington in the summer, maybe, so it, but that's a heck of a hypothetical matchup.
All
right. Well, with that, I'm going to pass the ball to Judge John.
I thought it.
Hopefully,
He threw a
not get
bomb all the
sacked
way
by an
from the
85
cradle.
Bear.
John, 85 Bears.
Well, I just want
Well,
I actually want to say, Miss McMichael, was that answer okay? Was that okay? I don't want to make you mad at me there.
No, you did great. I'm proud of
Okay,
you.
fair
No,
hey, thanks.
no,
What are you doing, Alex?
crossed the line, huh? across the
Yeah.
line.
What are you doing, dude? You represent your
Listen,
team.
Miss McMichael, she's a toughie. I can tell. I don't want any trouble.
We
Well, that's the deal.
got security protecting you, man.
There we
Just
go.
be
That's right.
cool.
That's what I need.
Well, we want to find out what the sponsor is going to say about this then. Tell us about the sponsor.
I am also the sponsor. The sponsor is also afraid. No, it's awesome to be the presenting sponsor of the show. I first want to say you guys got to find us on Spotify. You got to like and subscribe to the show. Really helps us out if you do that. But I am in real estate. We help people invest in real estate, buy and sell real estate, not just here in the DMV, but throughout the entire country. We love working with folks, really anywhere. But as I mentioned last week, the holidays are upcoming. It's a really good time for folks to get a good deal on properties because they tend to sit a little while longer. People kind of are off doing their holiday shopping and, thinking about that, all that goes with the holidays, that real estate tends to be on the back burner. So you can find terrific deals here at the end of the year. And for more information, go to estellerealestate.com and look us up.
Thank you, Alex. That's great. That's fantastic to know. So give us one more time how they can reach out to you.
Yeah, estellerealestate.com. There's a contact us tab, our cell phone number, email, everything is there. And we can help anybody anywhere in the country.
Hey, can you spell
Fantastic.
that real quick so people will know?
Yeah. Estill realestate.com.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Misty,
Yes.
Texan. So you had mentioned about a ranch. Where's the ranch again? I couldn't hardly hear you.
Oh, in Tivoli. Oh, good. Wait. Hold on. I lost you. There you are. Oh, my God. It's in Tivoli, Texas. TIVOLI. It's I Love It Backwards. And it's about 45 miles south of Corpus Christi. It's in between Port Lavaca and Rockport, Texas.
Okay.
Super
So,
small.
what are you raising down there?
You know what? I'm not raising anything anymore because I'm not down there. There's a fence around that thing, and if I get back down there, I need two of something so I can get me an agricultural tax write-off. That's for sure. I
Yes.
wouldn't mind a horse. Maybe some goats to eat all the vegetation, chickens. But also, I want to do that here too. So I don't know. I don't get down there that much anymore. But that's where I'm from. It's been in my family 150 years. My great grandfather built the house on the property, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be keeping it forever.
There you
Right.
go. Well, if you're ever looking for someone to kind of renovate it, do some
Well,
real estate, Alex is right there.
absolutely happy to help.
My dad lives there, and my little brother is going to be 22 on Valentine's Day. So I think my dad and my little brother can keep it up, I
Keep it
hope.
up. Okay. You got to work the rest. You mean little brother got to get up early in the morning and do all that.
And he also has a job, so he's
Yeah,
got to go.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah,
Oh.
they're grown men, and I have a lot going on here, gentlemen. I've
Right.
got my husband and his 24-hour and my child who's 16 trying to get her driver's license, a junior, and all that going on. So I don't have time for my Texas life right now.
Understood
Right
that.
now.
Sure.
But you mentioned that you met Steve when he was a was he a part of the Four Horsemen when he
He
was
was, and Ric Flair is a dear friend right now. Rick is so
Yeah.
funny. I love it when he comes to visit because he makes Steve laugh and he just tells us the funniest things. So yeah, Rick is great. And then so was Chris Benoit and Dean Malenko. They were amazing too. The other, yeah, come to visit. And Chris met a horrible ending, but he was a nice guy. I don't know what happened. Too going on.
Yeah. So, speaking of Four Horsemen, and we talked about the 85 Bears,
Yes.
they had Steve, who else is, they call him the monster, not the monster,
Oh, the Danimal.
Danimal, yes, Danimal, and
Oh,
yeah,
and Ming the Merciless Danimal. And they had the refrigerator.
Yeah, the
They had
refrigerator.
Wilbur Marshall, right?
had Monkey QB. And they had everybody had a nickname. It was amazing. This is because they were all
Yeah.
such. You know.
Yeah. Jim McMahon, he emailed me and he said he's not a, he don't watch football much anymore, so he wouldn't be able to
Yeah.
come on the air today. So I'm like, damn, Jim.
Oh, not
Yeah.
even with me. Did he know I was coming on?
I forgot to tell him. I
Okay.
apologize. I should have told him.
for me next time.
Yeah.
I
Yeah. So Jim and I, we were teammates in Philadelphia. And I got to tell you, that number one ranked defense we had in Philadelphia at 91 would have matched up well against the teams. Had we had a quarterback, had Reginald Knight got hurt, we'd have been in that conversation. But I digress. So, Alex, I want you to tell me, have you ever watched WWE?
Oh,
No,
tell you what.
I have not watched WWE ever. I for whatever reason I never got into it. But I mean, I certainly know obviously about all the guys that are in there. We've had a couple of Maryland guys go into pro wrestling and stuff, and so I mean the athletes that those guys are is incredible. So, but I've never watched any, but they're hats off to those guys. They are great athletes.
Well, good stuff. Well, I want to talk about the quarterback, Alex. And Mariota's going into a game that Chicago's defense been picking up. Even though you said the team they play, the schedule, the weak schedule, weakness of the teams.
Of
I
course.
hate saying the team is weak because they play in the National Football League. They
Right.
just don't have a
That's
system
all,
in
it's all
place.
relative, right? Because everybody, they have a pro at every position, obviously. And, but yeah.
So you think the run game is going to help Mariota out by handing the ball off to Robinson?
Yeah. I don't think they want to have Mariota throw the ball 35 times. I think they would ideally like him throwing the ball 20 to 25 times, incorporating himself into the run game, because it wasn't that long ago, and when Mariota came out, he's kind of talked about like Jaden Daniels in terms of he could run the ball, can throw the ball, so the playbook really won't have to change too much. I think they'll dial back the passing and ramp up the running a little bit, but I think that's going to be a big factor this weekend, is can we run the ball. In fact, one of the things I wrote down as a key, if we get the option on the kickoff, I would actually like them to take the opening kickoff to try and score early and force Caleb Williams, another rookie quarterback who's terrific in his own right, to have to come from behind. So.
Now, I heard Dan Quinn say today, he said no matter where Caleb Williams were here in Maryland, but I think he went to Oklahoma
Went
and
to
then
OU and then USC.
USC, and he's performed every place. So in Chicago, he's getting his bumps and bruises, but he's turning it around. What do you think about that, Misty? You like that assessment, that turning it around?
Yeah, I like if you can take a bump and come back around. Yes, that's the name of the game. Yes. And Caleb, I've met him. He's just a great guy. Very interesting, his character, and I like that. So, he's got it in there. He's just got to listen to himself and maybe not listen to, he's got to read his own plays, call his own plays a lot of the times. That's what Punky QB did. And that's what the great ones, they read the room and they make their own plays, And so I think he's got that in him. I can't wait to see him trust himself more and get out there and show us his painted fingernails and stuff.
This is a beautiful
Let's
thing
go.
about Marty and Alex. Misty comes on, she likes the character of the players. She's used to those players who had character, from the Four Horsemen to the guys who played the Chicago Bears in 85. So maybe the Bears will listen to this and listen to her and start developing their character. What do you think?
No doubt about it. That's certainly
Yes.
possible. And that's the idea.
They could do it next
Have
week,
their own.
though. Do it next week. What do you mean, Ken?
Oh, just our first hard game in a while. So we'll see what
Well, this
happens.
is what we're going to do right now.
It'll be interesting.
We're going to turn it back over to Chief Justice Ken, and
Okay.
he has a wheel, and he's going to explain the wheel of justice to you, Misty. So, Ken?
Wish you would.
Yeah, Misty, I don't know if you knew this, but if you didn't, it's okay because you're going to know it now. I am going to spin this wheel,
If you
and
don't
what?
know,
Yeah, I
now
know.
you know.
I'm the judge, and I'm a little cocky.
Yes, he is. Oops, I said that loud. I'm sorry.
We're going to spin
I
this wheel, and if what you know, you whatever happens on it, you would have to do. And if it's a good thing, then you may get a Starbucks card, gift card, if your team wins. But also, if your team loses, there may be something that you would have to do for the show. Do you agree to that?
Oh, she froze up on us.
I
I
believe
guess
she
not.
froze up. But I'm nodding my head for her. She said, "Yeah, I agree to it because we're gonna win." I'm talking for her. Yeah, we're gonna win. We're gonna kick your butt.
She sound like that? Don't sound like
Like
that, Ken.
Well, okay. Well, I'm. Let me spin it. She's
okay,
laughing.
spin the wheel.
Here we go. Can't see it. Okay. If the Commanders win, Missy, you would have to send us a video of you saying how much you love the Commanders and that you wish that you and that you wish that they were your team. Yes, you do.
I would
I'm
have done
getting.
if Ron was still the coach, if Ron Rivera was still coaching. But okay. All right, fine. You
No,
know
I
what?
mean.
We'll help you raise some money for ALS in return. We'll do that as a way to raise awareness and yeah.
Yes, okay. I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah.
And don't give me a halfway performance. Show me some
Oh.
gusto.
Yeah,
See,
I
that's
really got my
okay.
acting chops for you. That's great,
All
for
right. Well,
sure.
judges, we're going in at this time of the show where we can view our own opinions on who we thought presented the best case and who we think is going to win the game. So, Judge Marnie, who do you think is going to win the game?
You know, I'm gonna side with Misty, and I'm gonna say the Bears are gonna win the game.
Would you care to give a score?
Jeez. Would I care to give a score? Yeah, maybe. Like, I'm thinking 27-21 Bears.
Yes,
All right.
that's good. Yeah.
Alex, obviously you think the Commanders are going to win the game. Give us a score, if you would, please, sir.
I think it's going to be a back and forth game, if, especially if Mariota's playing. I think Washington gets in for two touchdowns and
Wow.
four field goals. So I say 26-24, close game, Washington wins.
Wow.
Okay. Judge John, what do you
Well,
think?
I'm thinking that both gave compelling stories and whatnot. And I like the history of the 85 Bears and the Four Horsemen. I'm a WWE fan too, and but I think that Washington Commanders are on a mo has momentum. They playing at home. They're feeling good about themselves. They know that they can't take Chicago lightly because Chicago came in last prime time and spanked them. You know, so they. I hope the new coaching staff will remember this and say, "Listen, it's a 4 o'clock game again, so we got a little bit of a prime time. So we
4:30,
got to come out playing
4:30, yeah.
football, 4:30. So the deal is to get out there and play the game that we're capable of playing. And you see, I don't know if it was Darryl Green effect or the team's winning that the fans showed up last week, and I think that's what's going to happen this week against Chicago. Sorry, Misty, but I think the Washington Commanders got the home field advantage 35-21.
Ooh, nice. Well, as I don't want to say as usual, I think you both, like John said, presented compelling cases. I felt a little bit threatened by Misty, so I was almost ready to the switch sides, but I do think the Commanders being at home, playing against, and I think Alex, you brought up a good point that that Chicago, a lot of the teams that they've played have been weaker teams. I think the Commanders had a good test playing against Baltimore and they performed well. Depending on, I think this is going to be a smart game, and that and it'll probably be kind of close, 28 to 24, something like that. So I go with the Commanders, and that's who I think is going to win. So I'm glad Misty's thing is blanking out, so I can't hear what she's saying about me.
But she
Let's
gotta give
go.
a score, though. She gotta give a score.
Missy, you got
Oh,
to
okay.
get.
Well, I think the Bears are gonna win, and I think it's gonna be high scoring for them. I think it's gonna be 35-24. So go Bears.
I like that. Well, look, let me
Mm-hmm.
ask you a quick question, Misty. As we're signing off, like, how big of a Bears fan are you? Like, do you give bear hugs? Do you have a bear skin rug? Do you eat honey nut Cheerios? You know, what?
All of that, and some. Yes, all of that.
All right. And then
Yes.
Alex, for you, real quick, did you all of a sudden start buying a lot more Commanders gear this year, or were you good to go early
No.
on?
Listen, you guys all know how I feel about the name change. I will not have any Commanders gear in my home. This is still a Redskins house. And so that's, yeah. And plus, I do think they're going to change the name again. Well, I think once they get a new stadium, locked in. I think they're going
to. That's 7 years from now. Like, that's 7 years from now.
Okay.
That's, I mean,
that's okay.
Now,
I'm
listen.
all I
Hold
need.
on.
I still have,
You got to
I have all my
but you.
Redskins. I got a Riggins jersey in there. I got a Jergensen jersey in
Well,
there.
that's old school, but you mean to tell me if Daniels become all pro, take this team to the deep into the playoffs, you won't get a W shirt and put it in the house?
Nope.
You won't.
I'll get a Redskins shirt. I'm not going to get a
I'm
W.
not
All
I
right.
asked about Redskins. I said a W. You won't get a
We got
W.
witnesses and his own
We got
and
witnesses.
his own tape. All right. Well, real quick, Misty, any final words that you want to say? You've done a whole lot. I think actually, real quick question was, are you guys? I mean, your love story is pretty phenomenal, and what you're doing, and all the stuff that's a part of that. Is there a movie or something like that coming in the works?
Oh, I'm sorry. Repeat that. My nurse was telling me about Steve's telehealth phone call coming up. But what was your question?
I was just saying that your love story, everything that you've gone through is so amazing. Is there a movie or anything like that in the works?
That's what, from your lips to God's ears. That would be amazing. Yeah, Mongo and Misty in Love. They've done a lot of articles on it, and you should really write a book and make it a movie. Yeah, that would be
Well,
awesome.
I like the title, Mongo and Misty in Love.
One last thing, if it's okay with you, Misty, can you put the phone over Steve so we can just say hello and
Oh, of
whatever
course.
got for you?
So for you guys. Yes. I told you I was going to be on here. So, yeah.
Okay.
See if he's up. I think it's at 3:45, isn't it? I think we have a bit.
Okay. Oh, and we can let you go.
Look at the guy.
Yeah,
Thank
we're gonna.
you. Hi. Good
Hey,
to see
Steve.
you. Great football podcast about the Bears today. And we mentioned you. How awesome, badass of a football player and man you are.
Right. And
Yep, there you go.
you had three Texans on there, two Texans on there. So,
Oh yeah, I went to UT. So they're all
yeah,
loving on you like that.
I wasn't good enough to get into UT, so
Oh,
sorry.
I'm
Oh well.
TCU. Yeah, so they
Oh.
used to whoop up on us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for being on the show, Misty. I
So
know
much.
you have to go. I guess you have a telecall.
For Steve's health, yeah, thank you guys though for having me.
Okay,
Thank you, Misty.
appreciate you being on.
Bye, guys.
Take
We'll send
care.
you a link. Thank you. Bye, Steve.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Look
Go
forward
Bears,
to
right?
look forward to
Yes.
you
Go
look
Bears.
forward to your
Go, go.
video.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
All
Bye.
right, see you. Alex, while we got you on, any parting words that you want to say?
Well, yeah, I think, listen, I think it's
That's a long time.
Bears have some weapons. They have, DJ Moore, and they've got Cole Kmet and Roma Odunze, and they got a lot of weapons. So the defense has their work cut out for them, and that's my biggest worry is can we keep, on the one hand, you think this will be Chicago's first, I don't want to say legit team, but not a bottom dweller in the league team in 4 weeks. So you hope that will help us out a little bit, but and maybe Caleb Williams is thrown off a little bit by some of the stuff we're going to do on defense, but they've got players on offense, and so I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I think we got to hit him early, hit him quick. All right, well, hey,
I got
appreciate.
one closing thing I want to say, Ken, about this podcast, and just by having Misty on, and at the very end, getting able to say hello to Steve McMichaels is a phenomenal thing for like the last 3 weeks, from Bernie to Daryl to another Hall of Famer and Steve McMichaels. This podcast is doing some and doing some great things, and also allowing the people to share that they have special causes out there that they are promoting and raising awareness for and fund. So we can continue to do that. Sky's the limit for this show.
And once again, and if you have any ideas or you want to be on the show or anything like that, then please hit us up and let us know. We enjoy feedback and we'll try to make the show as good as
Spotify.
possible.
You gotta go to Spotify, like and subscribe to the show. That's where
Spotify,
you can reach
yes.
us.
We
Yeah,
do enjoy
if
the
you
likes.
subscribe and you like the show, you can comment on it and everything, but you gotta go to Spotify to find us.
Spotify if you want to listen, YouTube if you want to see us. So thank you and please, like you said, subscribe and like. That's it for guys. Great show once again. And then we will Marnie, you had something to say?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, what I love about football and what I love about the game is the commitment and the compassion and the friendships that we share with others and hopefully share with our audience. And like John said, learning about causes that matter, whether it's ALS, whether it's brain health, whether it's, going and supporting local communities, outreach and being a good person, it never stops. It like continues like moving the ball down the field. And like I love seeing Misty and Steve and their story and hearing about Daryl and Bernie's commitment to mental wellness. So, and you guys, and like it, for our listeners and our audience, like it takes effort for us to get this together for everybody. So we're excited that people want to listen, and we love bringing people on the show to share their love for football and their stories.
Yeah,
and like
that's
last
awesome.
week, you were at the 50th anniversary of the Ronald McDonald House in Philadelphia, were you not?
I was there, and it's amazing because that charity started because of a football team. It started because people saw the need to try to help families out in crisis. And 50 years later, this charity is international. It's all over the world. I know all four of us have been inside a Ronald McDonald House volunteering and participating in different things. And so it's just amazing. And that's really what football is, the charity. Like football is the byproduct of great people working their behinds off to be great on the field and great off the field. And we get to watch this beautiful game, weekly and see these great athletes really work very hard to achieve success.
That's
Well
awesome.
said.
All right. Well, hey guys, thank you again for being a part of the show. And like I said, we look forward to seeing the outcome. It's going to be an exciting game. All right, guys.
4:30.
That's it. Ciao. We're out.
This is
this is
this is Alumni Media.